Meghna, I didn't know what today was going to be like. Were we going to be covering a Greek exit from the Eurozone and all of the chaos that could come from that? Could that happen? Well, it looks like no. At least for now, there will not be a Greek exit or a Grexit after a deal that they're calling an agreement was reached between the Greek government and European leaders early this morning in Brussels.
Well, puns using the word Greece aside, last-minute negotiations there aren't the only international discussions, Jeremy, pushing to the 11th hour. Yeah. We've got Secretary of State John Kerry and other international negotiators in Vienna finalizing a possible deal on Iran's nuclear program. So joining us to talk about this very busy day in Europe and in Washington is NPR senior editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Hi there, Ron.
Hello, Meghna.
So Congress is focusing on a lot of domestic items on its agenda right now, but certainly keeping an eye on those negotiations regarding Iran in Vienna. So we've heard a lot about this deal from Republican senators over the weekend. Here's a little tape of Senator Bob Corker on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday.
You know, likely Iran will cheat by inches, meaning they will just cheat. And over time, it's like boiling an egg. They end up with a nuclear weapon. So what are the repercussions for that?
So, Ron, walk us through what Congress has to deal with if a deal is announced this week.
Yes, we're watching for a puff of smoke from Vienna. And if that should actually happen, because it's not met a deadline that Congress had set earlier, Congress would have a longer period, not just 30 days, but 60 days, in which to consider its response. The form that that response takes is very important procedurally. And what's expected is that Congress would pass a resolution that would reject the deal by keeping sanctions in place that would, of course, reject one of the essential elements of the deal. And that would then go to the president for his signature. And, of course, if he vetoed it, Congress would need two-thirds, both in the House and in the Senate, to override. That could be quite difficult. So even an unpopular deal, one that most of the people in the House and Senate opposed, might still go through.
Interesting. Well, I understand that on the domestic front, in fact, on a completely different issue, the House has gotten itself into a kind of complicated situation regarding the Confederate flag. Now, this is something that state legislatures in many southern states have been dealing with. How did it end up in Washington as a national issue?
Meghna, on the very day that South Carolina was voting to strike that Confederate battle flag that had flown outside their state capital and had been on the grounds in one way or another since 1961, that same day, the House of Representatives suddenly put an amendment on the docket and highlighted this whole issue as it affects some few federal parks. The National Park Service has for many years allowed states in the South that celebrate the Confederate commemorative holiday to have Confederate flags sold at the cemetery and then placed on graves for a short period of time, just for a couple of days. And that policy was being changed in the Interior Appropriations Bill that was being enacted or being passed, rather, on the House floor last week. And that change became the subject of a Republican amendment that came in the middle of the night and that said, no, we're not going to make that change. We're going to continue to allow the Confederate flags. That blew up the House on Thursday into a shouting session. And Speaker Boehner said, okay, we're pulling the bill. We're not going to consider it anymore. We won't have an appropriations bill until adults can sit down and talk about this and get it settled. Well, that doesn't just apply to this appropriations bill. It's going to apply to all of them. The Democrats say they're going to keep bringing this up until they get satisfaction.
Wow. So just another example of how we all continue to live with our history, no matter where we are. In more recent history, let's talk for a second about the No Child Left Behind Act. The House did finish its work on the update of the bill. Where does the debate, though, stand right now in Washington?
The Senate has the bill now. The House managed to barely pass it last week. A dozen Republicans voted against it. All the Democrats voted against it. And so now it's in the Senate. It's not the same bill, though, that the Senate is negotiating. They've got a more bipartisan bill that supposedly could get some votes on both sides of the aisle and not like in the House. So they're going to pass their version of the bill in all likelihood this week, addressing some of these controversies, such as portability, which allows the federal aid that goes to a poor school to go to a more affluent school if a student transfers from the poor school to the more affluent one. That's controversial. There's a lot of debate about whether the states or the federal government should be determining which schools are failing and specifying the remedies for that. So lots to go in the Senate, and then they're going to have to compose their bill with the houses, and the president has said he might veto either one. So stay tuned on No Child Left Behind.
Well, we'll come back to you on that when it happens. NPR senior editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, thanks as always.
Thank you, Meghna.